Time now for arts news, and it's December, which means all the best of book lists are coming out. In fact, keep an eye out for a best reads list from Kate Evans, Cassie McCullough, Sarah Lestrange and I coming to the Hub website soon. But here's one list you don't want to make. The Literary Review's annual Bad Sex in Fiction Award. The British competition has been running for 25 years and honours an author who has produced an outstandingly bad scene of sexual description in an otherwise good novel. This year's shortlist was made up of all male authors, including the Japanese writer Haruki Murakami for his new book Killing Commendador. But this year's winner is the American author James Frye for his book Katerina. Now, I had planned to read you an excerpt from the winning book, but I had a look and honestly, there is not one sentence that is safe for me to read to you on the radio. The book tells the story of a young, ambitious writer who moves to Paris in the 1990s to pursue his dream. He has sex with lots of beautiful women, including the model Katerina. An extended sex scene in the book is set in a Paris bathroom, and suffice to say, there is lots of heavy breathing and throbbing and a lot of semen. It's pretty full on. The author James Frye says he is deeply honoured and humbled to receive this prestigious award. The Literary Review says he could have won it many times over. Such was the sheer number and length of dubious erotic passages in the book. The purpose of the Bad Sex in Fiction Award is to draw attention to poorly written, perfunctory or redundant passages of sexual description in modern fiction. A list best to avoid for all you writers out there. Speaking of end-of-year lists, the American website Literary Hub has a list I really think you should check out. Instead of focusing solely on 2018, the editor Emily Temple has put together a list of the biggest American fiction bestsellers from the last 100 years. It's a fascinating read because often the books that we remember are not the ones that sold in any given year. If you take 1925 as an example, the largely forgotten romance Soundings by A. Hamilton Gibbs was the year's best-selling novel, while Virginia Woolf's Mrs. Dalloway and F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby, which were also released that year, didn't even make the top 10. The Great Gatsby actually did far better in 2013 when it was number 4 of the best-selling American fiction titles of the year. Of course, that was the year that Baz Luhrmann's movie adaptation of the book was released, so that makes sense. The top book for 2013 was Dan Brown's Inferno. 2012 is also a really interesting year and a really lucrative one for the romance writer E.L. James. Her various 50 Shades books took up the top 4 positions on the bestseller lists for that year, ahead of Gillian Flynn's Gone Girl, J.K. Rowling's The Casual Vacancy, and John Grisham's The Racketeer. The whole list is really worth a look, and I've put a link to it on our website. Now, do you remember my conversation with the Australian crime writer Jane Harper earlier this year? I asked her about the film adaptation of her best-selling Australian novel, The Dry. And here's what she told me, or more specifically, what she wouldn't tell me about the casting for her hero, Aaron Falk.
An axe has been attached.
Can you tell us, Jane?
No, I can't tell you, I'm delighted. I think it's honestly, like an absolutely inspired choice. I think, you know, people ask me, like, who you want to play. I always kind of want, I wanted someone who would really bring that kind of warmth and the you know, I guess that kind of the qualities that people have responded to in Aaron Falk's character. And someone that, you know, you can really sort of get behind, and I feel like this person will just be perfect.
Well, now it's officially been announced that Eric Banner will play the policeman Aaron Falk in the film adaptation of The Dry. It'll be the first Australian film Banner has been involved in for more than a decade. He says the book was born to be on the big screen. He'll be an executive producer for the movie too, and the film of The Dry starts shooting in Victoria early next year. And speaking of screen adaptations, Netflix has announced it's acquired the rights from Roald Dahl's estate to make animated versions of some of his best-loved children's novels. The rights include books like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, James and the Giant Peach, The Twits and The BFG. It's not yet clear if all the titles will be adapted for the screen, but production on the first of the animated series will begin next year. So you can expect more Dahl coming to your small screen soon.